No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Hidden.
Hello, and welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
We're a podcast hosted by two video game world record holders. We cover real-life XP, we review beverages, we talk about video games, and we recommend stuff.
That's a lot of shit, but it's not a lot of shit.
It's only four segments. Come on.
And today we have a special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself and plug whatever you'd like to plug?
Yes, hello. I am Andrew Hillary. I am the host of a podcast called The Worst Week Yet. It's a weekly politics and news podcast hosted by a complete moron named Andrew Hillary. We try to use humor to be aware of what's going on in the world, and it gets harder every week. I did not intend for the show to earn its name as well as it has, but like we're 53 weeks in a row and it has not yet been a good week. So yeah, fun stuff.
No, nice. In the capitalist hellscape, it's really hard to have a good week. You could just try your best and that's about it.
People are like, what do you do if like 1 week there's a bunch of good news? And I always say like, I'll quit the show. Like, I don't see
right. Fucking bring it on, bitches.
Come on. I'm waiting for this shit.
So this is our new order now, and we'll introduce ourselves after the guest.
I guess so.
Who are you, Ginger?
I'm Willie.
No, you're Ginger.
Oh, yeah. I'm Ginger.
I'm Willie. And the quote of the week is, we're not that kind of girl.
What?
I know I am not that kind of pumpkin spice white person.
Neither of us. We're not that kind of girl. You too, Andrew. We're not that kind of girl.
I'm not that kind of girl, no.
That's so ridiculous.
Danny said that. I think I was friends with Danny in high school.
Okay.
But now I'm going to review a beverage. So- I have Tom's Tiki Ale.
I think Andrew has some questions about this quote.
I'm full in at this point. Just keep it moving. I don't need to know where that quote came from or why any of us aren't that kind of girl. I've accepted it. It's all. I'm practicing radical acceptance right now.
Hey,
you know Danny was right. We're not that.
Danny
kind of
was
girl.
Right. I don't need to know who Danny is.
I don't even know who Danny is.
Oh, she was this girl that I knew.
Oh, cool.
Wait. Okay, now I do have a question.
D-A-N-I.
Was Danny that kind of girl?
No, we weren't.
Okay.
We weren't that kind of what? Girl together back then.
Okay.
That's great. All right,
I'm all caught up, I guess.
Oh, so, yes.
So, shout out to Sagatuck Brewing and Tulip City Dispatch. I just met up with Tulip City Dispatch. I did not get permission to use his name, so I'll just say his Twitter handle, Tulip City Dispatch. And he gave me some beer and some cider, and I'm going to review Tom's Tiki Ale from Sagatuck Brewing in Michigan.
All right.
But apparently this is not for U.S. distribution. This has a European label, and you can only buy it in, like, the U.K. and Europe. It's got the ingredients, allergen advice. It's a different beer label than what we're used to over here.
Because they actually care about, you know, their citizens slightly more than this hellscape.
So it's not for, printed for Americans, right?
Correct. This so is that going means, to be an export-only beer.
That means that the shape of that beer can is not designed to fit into a gun holster.
I don't know. They make those potato guns to shoot 16-ouncers, right? It's the same size as my Rip It energy drink. So if you can shoot fucking rippets out of your gun, you can shoot a Saugatuck European tiki ale.
It sounds good. How is it, Will?
How does it sound good? I didn't even describe it yet. All I said was the name.
I'm reading the label. It has mango and pineapple in it.
It contains barley, hops, like, yeast, and water.
But I'm not going to drink it, so.
And mango and pineapple. And it's pretty fruity, but it's also beery. Mango is different. You know, like, the hops that taste fruity taste like orange. And this one tastes like mango and pineapple.
For the listeners at home, there's a picture on the can of a very cool-looking guy.
Yeah, he looks
sunglasses,
like...
Sunglasses,
he just got laid.
A cool-looking guy?
Oh, no, that's not a jacket.
It's a Hawaiian shirt. I was going to say that it looks like a fucking douchebag in Congress when he flies to Hawaii to visit fucking Succoturd at his stolen Hawaiian land.
Upon second viewing, I'm realizing...
That dude's in fucking Congress.
He has no neck.
No. Is that Brett Kavanaugh? I hear he likes beer.
That is Brett Kavanaugh, yeah. He's boofing it. Willie's boofing the pale ale or whatever.
All right. Too bad you can't see that, listeners.
Sign up to the Patreon.
I mean, it reminds me of pina colada, pineapple. I don't know why it tastes coconutty.
That's on the OnlyFans.
Oh.
If you're in the UK,
adventures.
If you're in the UK and you can find a Michigan beer, I say fucking buy it. Saugatuck Brewing is a cool place, and this beer is pretty good. I'm gonna give it 4 out of 5. It's a fruity beer flavored beer.
Cool. Well, with the douchebag on the label.
I don't know. Maybe it's the guy from Saugatuck. I don't want to talk. I'm sorry, Brett Kavanaugh. If you are not actually Brett Kavanaugh and you work at Saugatuck Brewing. You make some good beer.
That's funny. I got...
Alternate timeline where a Supreme Court justice is actually just a brewer.
Right.
I would not be surprised if he was a stakeholder in a brewery.
I like beer!
I like beer!
How many times do you like beer, Brett?
I think he said it 43 times in one day in front of Congress.
The fuck?
Those were the days, man.
That was a clown ass days.
I wish I could say I like beer that often.
Brett Kavanaugh, also not that type of girl, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
But he's not that kind of girl singularly. We're not that of girl plurally.
Collectively.
Yes. That's the difference between us and Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, that's funny. Fuck you, Brett Kavanaugh. Just gotta get that out there. So, I have some of my kombucha that I've made. It's actually mango kombucha. It looks like piss. It's not piss.
Shit, if that looks like piss, then you're fucking dehydrated, because that's dark as hell.
Yeah, that's dehydrated piss. You need to drink some water if your piss looks like this. Doesn't taste like piss. It tastes like mango funky tea.
Ooh, you got a mango one? Let me try it.
Yep.
Is that all? The only fruit?
It's the only fruit in it. And I'm going to give that one about 4.5 out of 5.
Ooh.
It's pretty good.
It's pickly. Pickle mango is good. I give that 4.5. Oh, pardon me.
Yep.
It's tart, though. Very sweet and tart. And pickly. If you like a sweet mango tart pickle, then you got to come over to our house. That's the only place you can get it.
I actually really now want to pickle some mango. That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm coming. Would you like me to tell you what I'm drinking?
What beverage do
Andrew.
You have?
I have some of the finest Pittsburgh tap water that money can buy.
Hell yeah!
I say that money can buy because I have had my water shut off for not paying the bill before, so technically it is,
you
know, nothing.
Yeah, you gotta pay for it.
Yep. I like tap water. People are like, you can't drink straight from the tap. You gotta put it through a Brita. And I'm like, I mean, you don't literally have
Absolutely not.
Yeah, people get very disgusted by it. Pittsburgh's got pretty good tap water. New York has amazing tap water, if you've ever drinking from the spigot in New York City.
We actually
we've had another guest to review New York tap water on our show, and actually his mom would boil it and put it in gallon jugs, and so he had mother boiled New York City tap water.
Hey, Lance.
Oh, that's made with love.
Shout out to Lance.
Yeah.
So
I guess we have to organize a tap water taste off or something.
Ours has good old fluoride in it here in Michigan.
Yeah, the city of Grand Rapids was the first city in the nation to start pumping fluoride into the tap water. And there's like a big sculpture downtown that's like about the fluoride in the tap water here.
What is the sculpture of? Is it like a molecule or something?
A tooth that isn't rotten? No, I don't know.
It's like wavy water things and just a plaque.
Okay.
Just a plaque.
Is that by the DeVos place or some shit? Those fucks. Fuck DeVos is too.
Oh, it's a couple blocks away from the DeVos convention center, a couple less blocks away from the DeVos Amway Hotel. And maybe
fuck Amway too.
Maybe two blocks away from the DeVos Art Prize, multi-million-dollar 7-story office
pyramid scheme
for bullshit, where they just watch the fireworks from their 3-story private suite.
Someone really needs to cut one of their their big ass yachts and let it go out to Lake Michigan. Again, they cut.
I feel
Betty
like there
DeVos's.
Should be more people sinking yachts. Like, at this point, it's
absolutely
like a victimless crime, right? Or I don't know. Are there permanent staff on a yacht? Hold on. Let me revise.
I would love to go take a shit.
They have life
in
jackets.
Front of Amway.
They're going to survive and they're going to get insurance. They'll probably be able to sue Betsy DeVos for, the trauma of surviving from the ship sinking.
Everyone who has children should actually sue her.
I'm not Robert Evans, but I know he would endorse corporate espionage or private espionage against any DeVos-owned boat.
Debbie Stabenow is actually linked to Amway, so we need to get her the fuck out, too.
Stabenow?
Yeah.
Great name. I don't know anything about this person, but Stabenow?
She's a Democrat.
It's hard to argue with that.
But I found out that she is linked to Amway. And that's why she's still
Well, wait, wait, wait. Democrat means good no matter what, right?
No, absolutely not.
What?
I love it. So before we get to...
I know she was cool back in high school.
What if this was just me finding that out right now? Like, wait, what? No.
Better go apologize on Twitter. We got to introduce him to Zanger. No. He's always apologizing on Twitter. We'll be right back messages.
Hold on,
right?
Before that, Andrew, what did you rate your tap water?
Oh, tap water? Yeah. I'm going to give it 4.5 out of 5. And the only reason it's not 5 is because this bottle probably needs cleaned out a bit. So I don't know. That's on the bottle, really, not on the liquid itself. But who washes out their water bottle? And if most people do, don't answer that question.
I was going to say, by wash out, do you mean dump it and let it dry? Then yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if I fill it up with vodka, then I might have to wipe it down, but...
Yeah, if there's anything else but water in it, that's one thing. But yeah, if it's just water, like, I don't know. What's in water? don't answer that question.
Water sucks.
That's it. Pure molecules.
Yeah, they have fluoride here, too. They have fluoride here, too. My water bottle has perfect teeth. Don't encourage me.
Oh, we will. Just wait.
All right.
So after these messages, segue. This episode is brought to you in part by Cartmart.games.
Independent Canadian retro online game store and more, from cartridges to tapes.
Shop smart. Shop Cartmart.
Why did you get that line? I'm the one who looks like Bruce Campbell.
Whatever. Cartmart has Game Gear, Super Nintendo, PS1, and all kinds of retro shit.
You're right. Shop smart. Shop Cart Mart. The game of the week is, you say that.
The game of the week is...
Duke Nukem Forever for Xbox 360. Now it's time for Real Life XP.
TMCR LLC.
What?
GRPVG.
AMC, TMC have nothing to do with us. And
ACAB, as in all cops are bastards. I was going to say babies. Buttholes.
TMNT 9/11. What?
ACAB includes Chris Pratt. Ginger, what's your Real Life XP?
Yes. Fuck yes.
So, my Real Life XP is I watched a scary movie, scary, quote-unquote, it was more like suspenseful, on Netflix recently, because our Shudder wasn't playing scary movies on fucking Halloween, and then Will, like, fell asleep. I was like, let me dig around Netflix and see what I can watch that's scary.
It was Halloween, so Shudder was overloaded. They're, you know, one of the smaller streaming sites.
Playing.
It's like $56 for a year, and they got awesome horror movies.
Awesome
horror. I'm a big fan of Shudder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this movie was called The Trip. It was some European movie dubbed not awfully, but like it got by. It was like this director and his wife, and they go to his dad's cabin to just chill, but they're like not happy with each other. So
what is this, The Movie Seller? Are you giving us a 5-minute summary?
Shut up, Will. So come to find out, there's some fucking people who got out of prison in the attic, and they start torturing these people, and then and then, like, the dad's neighbor saw him, called the dad. The dad busted out of his fucking, like, old folks' home. He saved the kids. It was fucking bananas. I'm kind of giving some away, but not really. It impressed me, actually. They fucked with the people, which was kind of fucked up, how they fucked with them. There were some really good fight scenes. Like, holy shit, this fucking Nazi dude beating the shit out of this woman. Then his, like, her husband fucking saving him. And then they fucking end up killing that dude. Like,
sounds like you enjoyed Corey, it. What's amazing. It called again?
The Trip.
All right.
So for watching this, and I watched the rest of it today while playing Atomicrafts on the Xbox, I'm going to give myself 8,000 points for watching this gory-ass movie and actually enjoying it, because I was like, let me just check it out. I'm not a huge fan of Netflix streaming. We just have a sign-in with a friend, so 8,000 points is what I'm going to give myself.
Oh, yeah, Andrew, we forgot to tell you, every guest who comes on, we got to get one of your sign-ins to one of your services, maybe HBO Go or something. Just share your password with us afterwards. That's how we got Netflix.
That's all right, let me get my roommate to write them down for me. Yeah.
And, you know, if you want one, we'll give you our Shudder or Crunchyroll that you can use.
Fair enough. It's the sharing economy, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, Andrew, do you have any Real Life XP?
Yeah. Once again, do not understand what is happening right now. This is based on something that happened in real life, and Ginger, your event was a movie, so I'm already a little confused. But I think I'm going to go for it.
Humble bragging.
She got to watch a movie, so she gets points.
Well, let's see. This week, I did stand-up 3 times. I went to open mics 3 nights this week, which is the most nights that I've done stand-up in a single week since March of 2020.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I workshopped a couple new jokes. One of them is pretty good. The other, I have two that are pretty good, although they've not both worked on the same night. One night, one of them landed really well, and I was like, fuck yeah. And then the other one, I'm like, this needs a little work. And then the next night, the one that needs a little work landed like brought down the room with laughter. And then the one that worked well the night before, nothing but crickets. So I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but it was fun. I'm writing new material, working on it. And like I said, like actually getting back out there and hitting it, you know, hitting the grind, if you will. So
What do you want to say? What city?
Yeah, I'm in Pittsburgh. If you are somehow in Pittsburgh and are into comedy that is kind of good every other night, come see me. Hope that it's the good night.
It sounds like the crowd was good every other night.
At an open mic, you're not really, the crowd is like, it's a crapshoot. Sometimes there's nobody there. Sometimes the bar is full, but they're all watching sports and they hate you.
Sports are lame. Yeah. I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan of trying to tell jokes while there's sports on. I'll give you that much.
Yeah.
People are very, most open mics happen at people, not for them. Like,
right.
Like you go to a bar for wing night and all of a sudden there's 30 straight white dudes telling you about how hard dating is. Like, it's not great. It's not great. I try to empathize with the crowd. I'm not into music at open mics. I've gone to a few that are like mixed music and comedy, and they're terrible. Like, because like when you're doing comedy, like most people aren't really listening, but like it's whatever. But when there's people doing music, like everybody's just like sitting there tuning their guitars, like thinking about how they're going to be a rock star and shit. And like, it's much harder to do jokes to people tuning guitars than looking at their phones.
Right. Yeah. Also, I was talking about the ones that are only music, where you can just ignore all the guitars that are being played and being tuned. The comedy ones, you know, you pay attention to, but I like the music ones that you can ignore.
Yeah. I'd say the worst, because like there's going to be a lot of people that are bad at any kind of open mic. Like the majority of people are going to be unbearable. At least with comedy, like you can just like turn around and have a conversation. Like when somebody's scream singing a song on the acoustic guitar, it's like very hard to not have it ruin your time.
Right.
Oh,
scream, I say this as somebody who scream sings while playing acoustic guitar, by the way.
Yeah. That... And you do that during your comedy show on open mic night?
No, I just I try to find people like enjoying an afternoon in the park, and then I sit down and just ruin it.
That's sweet.
I plop my guitar case open, and instead of being like, if you like it, tip, I put a sign out that says, I will stop singing for money.
if you hooked an electric guitar up to the ice cream truck, and then you could badly play like Star Spangled Banner and tell people buy enough ice cream or something.
I will leave when you buy me out of ice cream.
Yeah, people get, I don't imagine that going over well, but it would be very funny to have somebody catch me driving down the street while playing guitar. That's a funny visual.
Can you do that? Play while you drive?
I don't know. Look, I can do a lot while driving. This is one of my stand-up jokes that I'm working on right now, is about like how like either people just gave up on telling people not to text and drive. Like, you remember there used to be all those billboards like texting and driving kills people. It's either that they gave up or that I'm texting so much that I just don't see the billboards anymore. And then I tell a story about how one time I was driving the ice cream truck while eating pad thai with chopsticks. And I thought that was so funny that I decided to take a selfie of myself doing it. So if you're counting hands at home, that's one hand with chopsticks, the other hand with the phone while the vehicle is moving.
While you're holding the pad thai with your knees. So you can't steer with a knee either.
Oh no, there was no hands on any kind of wheel. There was nothing touching the wheel.
Good thing your alignment was good.
Yeah, listeners, the ice cream truck driver is probably not the safest individual. It's fine.
I always am reminded of the ice cream truck skit from Red Man album, Red's Gone Wild.
Oh, no. I don't know that, but people send me ice cream truck stuff, so I might have heard it from that.
What about Big Worm? Wasn't that from Don't Be a Menace to South Central, where you drink your juice in the hood? Wasn't there an ice cream truck driver in that?
I haven't seen that movie in so long. It's a wild fucking movie.
But that's the best Redman album, is Red's Gone Wild, period. That one's amazing.
Oh, so, Andrew, how many XP do you want for that? Experience points for your real life shit?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what the scale is, but you got 8,000 for watching a movie. Mm-hmm. So the
base for going through a week of just adulting and like not starving yourself is 7,000.
Okay, this
points.
Is the information 1, I need.
Points
yeah,
a day that's is the base. So if you did anything above that, then you add on top of that.
Yep.
I'm gonna give myself 10,001 points.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Sounds like binary.
Yeah.
10001.
Yeah, if you turn it upside down, it spells boob somehow.
Hooray for boobies. Hell yes. That's awesome that you went that many times. And I mean, hell, if you got some laughs, that's better than absolutely none.
Did you have fun?
Awesome.
Yeah. I did have fun. It's good to like I've been going like once every other week or something since like they started having open mics again in the summer or whatever. And yes. Like, I don't know. I haven't been like before COVID, I was going up like 6 to 8 times a week, every single week.
Yeah. That was
going
to be my other question before I did my real life XP is you went 3 times this week and you're not feeling sick. You didn't get COVID. Perfect.
No, I am literally the only person in the bars that is wearing a mask still. So I'm like, yeah.
Oh, shit. Wearing a mask, too. I'm going to give you another 5,000 XP if you're actually wearing a mask bar.
Yeah, well, I don't have health insurance, so I'm not very worried about getting sick, but I am worried about hospital bills.
Yeah.
You got the 5G?
Oh, I got 6G.
That's
the Pittsburgh tap water.
Fuck your 5G. I got 6G, bitch.
Yeah, you get that from the fluoride in the tap water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It all comes around.
So, Willie, what's your... doctor's... Oh, my real life XP, you asked?
Yeah, shut up, Willie. Andrew wants to know your XP.
You know, you got to have fun at work. So the other week at work, I was working at a medical manufacturing place. And I made a rubber band ball.
Okay.
And I made a fucking 4-foot-long paper airplane. Made a rubber band ball about the size of a softball. It was fucking huge. Wow. It was solid. I was walking around bouncing it for about a week. It was fun. And then I brought it back to the shop. And a couple guys have golf clubs there at the warehouse. And so we were all taking turns hitting this giant rubber band ball with golf clubs, seeing how far we could hit it. There were no drivers. But... we still had fun hitting it around.
Hell yeah.
And also that day, I had a giant piece of cardboard that was like 4 feet long. It wasn't corrugated cardboard. It was single ply. So you could fold it and it was waxed.
Oh, shit.
And so it was this heavy duty wax paper. And I folded that into a 4-foot long paper airplane.
How far did you guys get that?
I got it to fly about 40 feet until it hit a wall.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so, totally worth getting paid for.
Yeah, that was while I was working. I was just, I got to take care of these rubber bands. I'm going to wrap them on this ball. And, you know, I was waiting for somebody to level some trash can. I couldn't help while I was making the paper airplane. So,
do that leveling.
Yes.
I'm making airplane.
Everyone was eager to throw it.
Hell yes. So how many points for your ball and your plane?
So 4-foot paper airplane. And
it's almost as tall as me.
I'm going to say 4 for the 4-foot airplane and a bunch of zeros for the rubber band ball. So like 40,000 XP.
Good God. That's a big week, I guess. Yeah. What's the highest anybody's ever said?
We've had a few people get 1 million.
Or like a couple million.
I got 1 million for the episode where I talked about when I was in a truck that got hit by a train.
Holy shit.
So. Yeah, that was fucking... I was really glad I was working from home that day.
That's why they call me. That's why they call me Boxcar Willie.
Yeah. I was like on the hour drive down to pick him up thinking, holy shit, this could be different. People don't walk away from trains. And everyone was asking him how he was because his face is all bloody because the airbag smashed his sunglasses into his face. Uh-huh. I was like, are you sure you're like, okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. And he looked at his face. He's like, oh, shit. This is why people are asking me. Yeah, that was bananas.
Go listen to episode whatever for that. I'll just guess 34. That sounds good. Go listen to episode 34. I might have talked about it then.
It's a good starting point.
Right. Sorry about editing back then. No, not sorry.
Ginger, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk about our games.
Sounds good.
Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, Naruto, all things that we love, all manga that were originally published in the legendary magazine Weekly Shonen Jump.
But not every series can run for 300 chapters and have a hit anime. This is David.
This is Jordan.
We're the hosts of Shonen Flop. Each episode, we look at manga that ran in Jump that didn't quite make it.
We discuss what it did wrong, what it did right, how the series could have turned itself around, and ultimately, was it a flop or not?
Run all your favorite podcast apps, and you can find us at shonenflop.com.
Keep on flopping, floppers.
Hey, Ginger.
Yeah.
Will you just say no? Wait, wrong question. That was from last week.
No.
Hey, Ginger, what game you play?
I wonder what you want me to say no to. That's more interesting than this game I'm going to talk about.
That was that song I talked about last week. Whenever I say, hey, in that voice, it makes me think of that song. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. So I play this really stupid game on your phone called Merge Fables.
You didn't play it on my phone.
It's so dumb. But it's a video game. So you just merge shit together, collect items, get better items to get better stuff in the game. It's like...
I've never played one of them, but I still don't understand how the gameplay happens. You say, you do this, and you do this, but I'm like, how do you do this? You just touch stuff? Do you have to drag? How is it a game?
Double-sided tape, right? Yeah.
So, yeah, you take, okay, there's like three little bushes. I'll say bushes, I guess. I don't know why bush.
So, what, George?
Three little bushes, and you merge George them Senior, together, and you get a bigger blueberry bush. And Laura. Then you got to get three of those same blueberry bushes to get a bigger blueberry bush. And then you get three more those blueberry bushes, and you merge them to get a
Ginger,
bigger
Ginger, are you sure
one.
This isn't a pyramid scheme?
It could be. If you get sucked into buying the loot boxes. I mean.
There it is.
What's it called again?
Merge Fables.
And
Fables.
You're making blueberry bushes?
Yeah, to get, what is her with the three
with the three bears? Blueberries.
What's the three bears? No, Dorothy's in there.
Goldilocks.
There's a gingerbread Goldilocks. Man. Goldilocks. Thank you.
Does she have three blueberry boobies like that? Girl on Mars in that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
This is a child's game, sir.
No. Well, I'm not interested then.
How do you think children get fed, Ginger?
Boobs! At least
exactly.
For a part of their
I hope
life.
So.
There's
if
not
they're
like,
lucky.
Okay, this is not that other game we got connected with that other thing that we haven't disclosed yet. It does not have any boobs in it.
All right, it's just a kid's game. All right, I get it.
So it's just a stupid game. It's dumb. But
sounds boring, too.
It's not as bad as other Merge games that have, like, just a ton of fucking ads. Because there's a lot of phone games that have a fuck ton of ads, and they're annoying.
Hello,
it's like
imbecile.
What? This is better than fucking Waffle House's fucking fantasy football. This is a game. Yeah, I'm coming for you, Willie, and your giant beard. God damn it.
Hello,
And not this Willy. Wobble House. This is a video game. So,
barely.
It's just a silly time killer game like every other fucking phone game and every other game is. It's just silly and you merge stuff. There's no toilets. There could be piss jugs, though.
Are there
potions?
Play
it on the toilet. There's potions.
Are there
potions.
Healing items?
There's jars.
I'm thinking the healing items might be piss.
All right, insert
Ginger, I'm going to be honest with you. At no point in you explaining this game did I wonder, are there toilets? I don't understand why that point was just made. It's like,
it's
now I'm thinking that
thing.
I need to go back and re-listen to this episode so I can be like, when was I supposed to think toilets?
Or piss jugs.
Listen to last week's episode or next week's episode.
I'm going to listen to next week's episode right after we finish this recording.
Shit.
It'll be this one.
Sign up to the Patreon if you want to hear episodes that haven't even been booked yet.
That's right. We have a thing that we talk about toilets in games. And also
Ginger's got a thing
after.
For piss jugs.
It's because Trailer Park Boys.
Sure.
It's the way of the road, Willy.
Oh, I am a fan.
It's the way of the
road. I'm a fan. And
piss
my
jugs.
Game does have, my game may or may not have toilets.
Fuck
even
yeah,
though I think I just said it does. So, but we'll get to it.
You can play Merge Fables on the toilet. So,
all right.
It's on your phone. It's a really stupid game. Like I said, it's stupid. Shut up, Willy. No. See,
I didn't say
you're
anything.
You're trying to cut me off. You're trying to be like, ask me. Ask me what game
I was just
I
trying
play.
To signal that when you're done, you can start the next segment.
Off. This is good for podcasting, though, when we're ragging on each other, right? Hey, Will.
Yeah,
no
here.
One cares what game you play. Hey, Andrew.
All right. Hey, Andrew. What game you play?
No, hey,
I just,
Will.
I came on this podcast and
no,
accidentally witnessed a murder.
I have been listening to a lot of I Said Goddamn lately.
Hey. Well, hey there, Willie. What kind of game have you been up to playing recently?
Hey, I also played a phone game. That's weird that Ginger played one, but I started playing Pikmin Bloom. I like the AR games from Niantic. I've been playing Ingress since it was closed beta 10 years ago.
Who is Pikmin? I feel like I've heard the name before.
So Pikmin is a Nintendo property, and the video game
was
on like GameCube.
Oh, okay.
You play as Olimar, and he rescues these little plant people, and they follow him around and help him. He's one of the characters in Smash Brothers.
That's where I knew it from.
I fucking hate playing as him in Smash Brothers because you throw your three Pikmin, and then you need to like grow new Pikmin, and I just never really figured his moveset out. But
he's a tough one.
Yeah. This game, it's new from Niantic, and it's an augmented reality video game. They call it a video game. I don't know. It's a phone game.
It is a video game. It's unlike Fantasy Football Waffle House.
Unlike a video game, it's more like a pedometer. And you play it just by having your phone in your pocket and walking. And
we're driving. That works, too.
No, it counts your steps. It doesn't do it while you're driving. And actually, I ride a one-wheel skateboard, and it can tell if you're on a skateboard, it thinks you're going too fast to be walking. And so when you... All right, I'll get into that when I get to the gameplay part.
I only say that because my vehicle is kind of bouncy, and it took not all of the steps when I went to a massage yesterday. I was like, I didn't walk anywhere. I was like, I just drove.
Right.
So
I live on a cobblestone street. I feel like I would be unstoppable with that game.
Oh,
hell
yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you get these seeds, you get seeds that you plant that turn into Pikmin, and the Pikmin follow you around, and you get like nectar to feed them to get flower petals. And then you plant the flower petals, you hit play on the flower petals, and while you're walking, it plants flowers for It's like distance time steps or something or other. But when I was riding my one wheel around, it didn't plant very many flowers unless I slowed way down and weaved back and forth. When I was going just straight forward, it was too fast and it didn't register enough steps. So, I mean, it sucks that this game isn't good for one wheel.
I wonder if you could ride a bicycle or if that would be too fast.
Yeah, probably not.
Pogo stick.
Yeah, pogo stick for sure. I still want to get a gas-powered pogo stick from the 1950s.
No, absolutely
not. I want
not.
One of those.
I feel like those have to have killed a lot of people, right?
No.
At least severely injured their inner ankles.
Yeah, it burnt some calves, but, I mean, I can wear pants. I ain't gonna jump on it in my shorts. Jesus. Fatality. Not stupid, Ginger.
Are you sure?
Well, I do want to ride a gas-powered pogo stick.
If you do want to ride a gas-powered pogo stick, you might be stupid. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys, most of my comedy is inspired by Jeff Foxworthy. I hope that's okay. Come,
sweet. I do like the puppets.
Wait, was that... That's Jim... Something
Dunham.
Dunham?
Yeah.
Dunham? Jeff Dunham. No, we don't fuck with puppets where I come from.
It's funny that a man shoving his hand into a puppet ass got so popular.
There is one stand-up comedian in Pittsburgh who does puppets, and I try to talk shit about him every time I'm on a podcast because he was my old gym teacher. He's a piece of shit.
Did he make?
He's like a conservative comedian. No, I don't remember.
Rude.
He's like a conservative comedian, so he's like he's got all the worst opinions. and he had a bit where he was doing anti-mask jokes. And
oh,
the
God.
he was wearing a mask for the joke. He is vehemently anti-mask other than for the bit, but his puppet wasn't wearing a mask. He was wearing a mask and you could see his mouth moving under the mask. It was terrible. I hated it so much.
I would want to and heckle that fucker.
Why?
So
if you're wearing a mask, we shouldn't be able to see your mouth move under it while you're doing a puppet.
Why the hell did I not become a ventriloquist last year? Fuck.
There has to be at least one person who became a ventriloquist over lockdown.
Absolutely. So, are there any toilets in this game, Will?
No, you can play it on the toilet again, just because it's on your phone. I whenever I stop at a rest area, I try to boot it up as I walk to the toilet, and then, you know, I'll plant a few flowers, and it virtually makes it smell better. You can get different colored flowers, and you can see when other people have walked, like, on the same streets as you. So it's like, oh, hey, there are other people playing this game. And then the ingress portals and Pokemon Go stops are flowers. They're like gigantic flowers. And if you plant a lot of little flowers around them, then they bloom. And I have no idea what that does or why you want to do it.
Well, because it's flowers.
Yeah. There's like the coins that you get in the game. You have to plant like hundreds of flowers, which you get by walking while you have it active. And a lot of the gameplay stuff, it's like not really much gameplay stuff, except...
No, it's not.
Hey, I got a bunch of Pikmin. I can send... there's mushroom missions where you can send... Right now I'm like level 17, and I can send 12 Pikmin at a time to go attack a mushroom.
I love how he's like, this super complicated Pikmin game. How do you merge stuff?
And this Pikmin game is the same way. You just touch something and you say, these Pikmin go there. And they might come back with a postcard that you can send to a friend who also plays
one.
The Pikmin game. And that doesn't do anything really either. It's like, hey, here's a picture of a place that I was close to.
It's not like the presents in Pokemon Go where you can get like some items.
No, it's just a picture. But I created a lot of the ingress portals around here, so a lot of them are pictures that I took.
Yep.
So I went through ingress and I took pictures of a lot of the local landmarks, so all the pictures in ingress, Pokemon Go, the Pikmin game, are all pictures that I took.
here in the Grand Rapids area.
Chronic Wilbert. Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
It's good to leave a mark on the world, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No piss jugs.
No piss jugs, no toilets. Gotta be honest with you. My bad.
These.
How many steps do you have to take to fill one?
Well, a normal Pikmin is in like a small jar, and it takes 1,000 steps to hatch it. But then you'll get giant jugs that have these fatter Pikmins in, and they take 10,000 steps to hatch.
That's what she said.
And then when they pop out, they have a special item, like. Got one.
A piss jug. Here's a piss jug.
Well, actually, I have the one when you connect your Nintendo account, you'll get a seed to hatch one that has a Mario cap, a blue Pikmin with a red Mario hat. And then the other three special ones that I've hatched are all from a category called Roadside. Roadside is, you know, the rest area, right? You got to pull over, you got to take a piss. And they all wear a button that has the big letter G on it for Ginger. I don't know why there's a G for the roadside Pokemon at the pit stops, but those are my three special Pokemon have a button that says G, and they're in the roadside category.
Interesting.
Hit me up on Twitter if you know what the fuck that's about.
Our buddy Berg might know.
Yep. Shout out to Jenny Bean.
Another random shout out. Oh, shit. So is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Pikmin.
That barely sounds like a game to me, but yeah, I'm more interested.
It's like a pedometer that you get to do shit with your steps.
I should get it because I walk dogs every 5 days a week. So
you don't
I'm getting
play
lots
Pokemon
of steps.
Go or Ingress?
But, a disclaimer, though. It's very battery intensive and like processor intensive. It will sometimes stop the podcast that I'm playing in order to run this game. It will go.
Oh, that's
like,
not good because I have to keep an actual pedometer going so that there's records for my clients or whatever. So
it runs off the Google pedometer, Google Fit or whatever. So you have to have that installed also.
Sounds complicated. I'll just get another phone.
Yeah.
You this is my Pikmin phone.
If you want to play it, you should buy a brand new phone with like a heavy duty processor, lots of extra RAM, good GPS, maybe 5G, and then I think you could play it easily. On my 5-year-old phone, it fucking stutters. Sometimes it'll go like 6 frames per second. You know,
there's
some waiting. Yeah, so it's definitely not a cheap phone game. Not a game for cheap phones. The game itself is cheap, but your phone can't be cheap.
That's so ableist. Fuck you, Niantic.
No, you can play in a wheelchair. It'll count steps still. You're not going too fast.
Okay, maybe ableist wasn't the right word I was thinking of.
Elitist.
Thank you. That's what it was. Yes. Fuck you, Niantic.
Yeah, fuck you, Niantic.
I'm not going to say that. John Hankey, I want a job.
Whatever.
Hire me to be the next Pikmin, damn it.
Make something, like, bring the Dragon Quest fucking game here, dickheads.
All right, hey, Andrew.
Yeah?
What game you play?
Well, it's more that... What game do I constantly have to withhold the urge to play, if you'll indulge me? I'm not a huge gamer, but typically what'll happen is whenever I get a game, maybe like once or twice a year I'll get a game, I will completely throw myself into this game until I like beat it. And like, it's not even like that I 100% complete it, but like, it's just all I can do and think about for like 2 weeks or whatever until I finish it. So early on in quarantine, so like April of 2020, I decided that I was finally going to try out this game that I had heard about called Ark Survival Evolved. This game is, I don't know gaming terminology. I think it's a multi MMORPG. There's like a bunch of people playing. There's like a bunch of people playing online with you. It is basically like resource gathering, crafting, building, leveling up your character. And what makes this game different from, because I know there's a lot of games like that, what makes this game different is that in the world of this game, there are just fucking dinosaurs everywhere. So, like, you can go and, like, break open a rock and get some iron ore and forge it in a forge, if you will, until you until you get enough ingredients to make a pickaxe. Like, yeah. That's like a couple hours you can do that. Another thing you can do is go and chase down a T-Rex, shoot it with tranquilizer arrows till it falls asleep, and then feed it some prime meat. And when it wakes up, you that will be your T-Rex that you can now ride around on and chomp other people.
Oh my gosh.
This game...
But T-Rex within, can't do push-ups.
T-Rex cannot do push-ups, but they don't really need to. They bite pretty well. That's all, you get enough done with that. So within, the game is very, they don't really tell you anything. Like, there's no tutorial to play through. You're just dropped in this world with nothing, and you just gotta go around and pick stuff up and kind of figure it out as you go. I think there is, like, a single-player story mode, but I never really messed with it. And so...
Cool. Are you playing on PC?
Well, I played it on the PlayStation. Okay. Within hours of me starting this game, I had already died. And when you die, you lose everything unless you can go find your body. But like, if a raptor eats you and then you die and you run back to where your body is, the raptor's still there. So it'll just eat you over and over and over again. But you're also playing online with other people who are better at the game. So like, as you build up, you know, you start to get like a little fortress, a little hideout, and you know, you're keeping, you got like maybe some cool weapons, some cool armor, and then somebody that's better at the game can just come and blow up your house and take all your stuff. And so that happened to me where my base got entirely wiped, 3 times within a month. And after the last time, I said, to hell with this game. I cannot keep going through this kind of loss. It is so demoralizing to have everything you've worked for just wiped away. And so I put the game down in like May of 2020. And I said, never again. And then in November of 2020, I said, maybe again. And this time...
like capitalism.
Yeah, this time I found a private server where it was just like a dozen or so people that were like all kind of cool and like nobody fucked with each other too bad.
Just to build something up.
I was able to build up just an army of dinosaurs, this insane complicated base with like all kind of like... like you start off, like the first items you're making are like a stone pickaxe, but like... by the time you get to like level 100, you're making like laser cannons and shit. Like you just advance quickly. And so I got to that point where I was basically like unkillable. Like I could take down a T-Rex barehanded. And it was just at that point, the game kind of stopped being fun because I was just like literally like playing on God mode. And so I stopped around April of 2020. And mind you, while I was playing this, especially over like the coldest parts of the winter, I was playing it all day. Like I would wake up, start playing, and just sit there and play this game for 14 hours. Like just taking breaks
like
for
my
the bathroom.
Animal Crossing. When I started playing and Animal Crossing, the new one.
I think it's similar. Yeah. And I did this for like 3 months straight because it was just like, I didn't have anything else to do. The ice cream truck season was over. You know, I was out of work. I was getting the unemployment. I was getting paid to do this, by the way. Thank you, Donald Trump.
thanks for being a crazy fucker. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's lots of bad things, but it's undeniable that my financial standing in life changed as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. But yeah, so I played this game for 3-4 months, like nonstop, and then I gave it up because like I had to go back to work and like the game had like kind of lost its edge because I was just too good at it, or I had too much stuff, like nothing could kill me. Here's where I'm at. Here's where I'm at now. I want to start playing this game again so badly because it is so addictive. The building everything up, the, you know, when you finally get this, like, because there's like boss fights where you can take like 20 T-Rexes to fight a giant dragon. It's so fucking fun.
That sounds fun.
It is like so, and like the collecting and like the crafting stuff and like all these little tricks that you learn after playing it. It is so addicting. Also, the game is like, it's a nightmare. Like the graphics aren't great. It's super glitchy. Like sometimes you'll just die and like fall through the map and everything you had on you is just gone forever. Like there's like no recourse. Like it is very nice. Unforgiving. Sometimes like it'll crash, the game will crash and you will have just been standing next to like a pack of raptors and you'll wake up and you'll just, or you'll restart it and you'll just have been completely eaten by those raptors. Like,
so are there toilets in this game?
Now, as an RPG, there are all kinds of bodily functions in this game. You must eat very frequently. Like shockingly, like if you play for 6 hours, you have to eat like every half hour or else you die, which means you make a lot of poop. And yes,
so you can just poop there is everywhere.
You do it uncontrollably. Just every half hour or so, a turd will fall out of your butt and there will be a fart sound.
I might have to actually play this game just for that. I'm just going to go around
eating. I don't know what
eating.
Level it is, but each level you unlock, you get like new designs, new stuff you can build.
New poo designs?
And one of the levels is you get to unlock where you can make a toilet. Literally.
Hell yes.
And if you collect your poop in the toilet, what you can do then is use it as fertilizer to grow your crops.
I was just going to say, okay, this is similar also to Dragon Quest Builders 2. So you can build all kinds of toilets in that. And it's like Dragon Quest like art. But you grab night soil out of the toilet. It's called night soil. So my
I think this is called feces in game, but we all know what it is.
Ah, doo doo.
The dinosaurs also poop. Everybody's pooping in this game.
So is there like big piles then?
Yep. Big old T-Rex poop.
Oh my God.
And you can grab it and like put it in your inventory and walk around with T-Rex poop in your pocket.
Uh-huh. You can even eat it if you want. It'll make you sick.
Okay, I might have to get this game now just for that.
One of the dinosaurs throws PS4? Its poop at people. PS4 and 5, I believe.
Okay.
It's a very fun game, but it is like wildly addictive.
I think we might even have it through PS Plus.
I think it's because it's like so unforgiving, especially like early on when you like you can't fight any of the dinosaurs off. It's so unforgiving that like you get so hooked into like, I need to establish myself. I need to build a fence around my little satch hut. Like I need to go smash different kinds of rocks so that I can make gunpowder, so that I can make a single grenade to blow up the hut of this other guy so I can get back the stuff he stole from me. Like it's so addictive. It's really fun.
The poop thing. That is funny. That's
making
worth
you it. Hungry, isn't it, Ginger?
Yeah, please give me a big old pile of shit to eat. No,
that's
not
some
really.
Real life XP right there. You might go over a million.
That's impossible. Oh my gosh.
All right. Now it's time for recommendations.
Doo doo.
Doodly doo.
Down, down.
What are you going to recommend, Will?
I'm going to recommend I had something. Ginger, go first. I need to remember what I was going to say.
I am going to recommend... Fuck. I forgot to. Damn it.
Hey, what do you recommend, Andrew?
Well, let's see.
We're so good at our podcast, right?
Yins are doing great. Honestly, I'm having a wonderful time. My recommendation for this week, it's actually a two-parter, and they're both Nicolas Cage movies. Nicolas Cage, you may love him, you may hate him, you're wrong if you hate him. He's a great actor that does a lot of bad movies, and I feel like people judge him as if he was a bad actor. But he's very good at acting. It's just, you know, it has to be the right role for it to be a good movie. This year, Nicolas Cage was in two movies that were fucking fun. Well,
The Color
I'm sorry,
Purple?
They were... Two of them were good. One of them was fun. One of them was not fun, but very, very good. The first is Willy's Wonderland. Not that Willy or that Willy.
I do want to see Wonderland. That. I was just talking about this earlier today. I want to see that.
Willy's Wonderland is fantastic. This isn't much of a spoiler. Nicolas Cage is the main character. He literally doesn't say a word the entire movie. It's fucking insane.
Wow.
But it's very fun. He's like in a basically like the equivalent of a haunted Chuck E. Cheese, and the animatronics come to life and try to kill everybody. So very fun.
Oh, didn't we,
the other Nicholas?
Didn't we just want to watch this?
It's very good.
There's another one called The Banana Splits that's based on The Banana Splits. That's the same thing.
Okay. Sorry.
No Nicolas Cage. I can't recommend it. the other movie that Nicolas Cage put out this year is called Pig, which is like the most shockingly good movie you'll see this year. Like, especially if you've seen the trailer, you think that this movie is going to be one thing, and it is completely not that thing at all. It has some of the like most intense emotional moments that I've felt watching a movie in a long time. It will surprise you in the ways that it is not what you assume it is, in a very good way. And Nicolas Cage is great in it. The pig is very cute. Go see Pig and watch them in that order, though. Willy's Wonderland, then Pig, because Pig is, it's deep. It's heavy. Willy's Wonderland is a romp. Maybe watch them in the other order. I don't know your life. Figure it out.
If
there's one sad, there's one happy.
You know, or just watch the happy one, sad one, and then the happy one again.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna bounce off that, and I'm gonna make two related recommendations.
Okay.
So I'm gonna recommend the Nicolas Cage movie, The Color Purple, which is an adaptation of H.P. Lovecraft.
The movie is called Color Out of Space, I believe.
Oh, Color Out of Space. Oh yeah, not
the Color
Whoopi
Purple,
Goldberg
like
one.
A really
Color
sad Kirby. Whoopi Goldberg movie.
Yeah,
it's
no,
sad,
yeah.
But it's good. It's a really good movie. And it's a good book, too.
What?
The Color Purple.
All right. That's not what I meant to recommend.
It's a great movie and a book, though. It is sad, but it's good.
The Nick Cage H.P. Lovecraft movie. Color... What's it called?
What's it called?
Color Out of Space.
A Color Out of Space. I'm glad our guest knows what I'm talking about. So Nicolas Cage sees some purple and like goes crazy, and it's based on H.P. Lovecraft, and Geeksploration just did an episode on H.P. Lovecraft.
Okay,
that
nice.
Was pretty good. Ben is into it, and John is not, and tried to read some. They tried to listen to some on audiobooks, and so that's my secondary recommendation related to this, is Geeksploration, especially the H.P. Lovecraft episode.
Yeah, I haven't listened to that one. I should listen to it. Geeksploration is pretty awesome. And they're friends of the show, too. So,
what about you, Ginger? Do you have any Nick Cage meditations?
This is a podcast I'm going to recommend. I kind of mentioned it earlier.
Are you
going to
recommend that Nick Cage podcast? The Cage Cast?
No.
There's like five Nick Cage podcasts. I've already thought of that idea and looked, and I'm like, oh, there's already too many of these.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to recommend, I don't listen to many true crime podcasts because a lot of them don't do or give the people who were, I guess,
victims?
Affected the victims. Yes, they don't give them the justice that they really deserve.
Sometimes people are just dicks.
They're fucking assholes. But I really love I Said Goddamn. It's two ladies out of California, and they might have some questionable things they may say here and there, but they're fully aware of it. They'll fully apologize for it,
Nobody's perfect. No, they evolve as, you know, language Absolutely. Changes. If something becomes offensive, they'll yep. learn and say, all right, we're not going to call people toots anymore.
But they
it's
do.
It's all good.
I'm like, sex workers, but I really like how they will not, like, make fun of the victims. They always make fun of the people perpetrating the crimes. And that makes me fucking laugh uh-huh. a fuck ton. And they're funny about it. But there's some really gruesome shit that they do talk about. It's definitely not for anyone who doesn't like true crime or like some serious shit, because they give each other shit too if there's unfortunate things that happen to children. They're like, God damn it, I'm gonna fucking hate this story and I'm gonna fucking hate you. Like, they're giving each other shit, which is really great too. But that's one of the very few true crime podcasts that I still really like. And it's I said God damn. And they give,
and the one that you're binging past episodes of.
Yeah, I binged it all. In the beginning, they give a goddamn, and they bitch about their children a lot, because they have very small children, and then that shit's hilarious. Like, to hear someone straight up bitch about children makes me very happy I have none.
Speaking of that, Jack O'Brien, quit making this the... Quit making TDZ the fucking fatherhood podcast.
Ooh, he's coming for you, Jack.
You could grow a mustache faster than him and Miles Gray, huh?
I grew that this mustache since we started this recording.
Hell yeah. Fucking Andrew, thanks for joining us, man. Uh-huh. This was so much fun.
You're welcome. It was fun. Wish me luck that I don't fall back into playing Ark addiction.
If you do, take screenshots and send it to us.
Yeah, okay. I think you're going to suck Ginger in.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to plug all your plugs? Where do you want to be found?
Wait, plug your plugs. You can, that's not plug what we settled plugs. On, right? No, we should, we should let them plug the projects.
Whatever.
What do you want to call
my
it?
My plugs Andrew? Are...
Whatever you want to plug, Andrew.
Well, first of all, I want to try to... I'm going to do an unplug first. I'm going to take my foot out of my mouth and, you know, hopefully not say anything else that hurts people's feelings on accident. But, you know, I probably will. I'm a fucking idiot. But, you know, I'll learn from it. I'll try and do better. You can follow me on Twitter at AndrewHillaryUS. Or Andrew Hilarious, spelled terribly. You can also listen to my podcast. It's called The Worst Week Yet. You can find it everywhere that you find podcasts, I think. I don't know. I don't know your life. Where are you looking for podcasts? Are you like looking in the
Player
mailbox? Because it's not there. It's not there.
Get
I'm not going to be in your
feed. You can put
you're not
going to
find my podcast in your CD player. Okay, buddy? It's all digital. Sorry.
Digital
sorry if I'm
company.
Leaving anybody behind. I'm not putting this podcast onto a cassette tape. Sorry, Dad.
That would be pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I made a website for literally no reason. It's worstweekyet.com. You can go there.
We completely understand.
Yeah, what?
Don't look at ours.
grpvg.com.
Yeah. And thank Jens for having me on. This was really fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
you're
thanks
welcome
for joining
back
us.
Anytime. Really, if you want to play, you know, more Ark and talk about how you
don't
annihilated people. Play Dragon Quest Builders too. That one's a lot of fun.
Ginger, we still got about 70 blank CDs from like 8 years ago. Should we start putting episodes on CDs and like leave them at bus stops or something?
That would be pretty funny, actually.
As one long track, that's very funny.
Yeah.
Well, we would like to thank our patrons, Mike Gagne.
Chris Copleen from The Retro Hangover.
Well, Mike Gagne's from Boston Harbor Horror. We didn't say that.
You did now.
Dan the Movie Seller from The Movie Seller.
JD Lowe from The Lowe.
From JD.Ninja, right?
Whatever, his website's down. He also got a website for no reason.
Can't relate.
And Greg from Cartmart. at cartmart.games. And thank you, Rappy McRapperson, for our intro music, and Inadequacy for our outro music. And thanks again, Andrew, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
You gonna put the goodbye in there, or are you gonna fuck it up?
Oh, yeah. I didn't move it to the bottom of the soundboard again. God damn it.
Shit's fucked up. Goodbye. And I talked over it.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening to another episode of GRPVG.
Yes. And if you'd like to join our Patreon, we are at patreon.com/GrandRapidians Play Video Games.
Yep. We'll send you stickers every month and we'll shout you out every episode.
Yes.
Send us an email at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames@gmail.com.
Yeah, and you can find us on Twitter at Grand_Video and Instagram at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames.
You could give us a call at 9167-WILLIE as 9167, my name, Willie.
It's a real number.
Leave us a message. We'll get back with you. We'll play it on the air if you want.
Yep. And also, if you would like to give us a rating on whatever podcatcher you can.
iTunes, Podchaser.
And send us a picture of your 5-star rating, and we'll send you some stickers.
And you can find us on every platform on our Linktree, linktr.ee/GrandRapidians.
Goodbye.